I'm Neil Hooker. I'm a professor of food policy at the John Glenn School of Public Affairs at Ohio State University.
And you just had a study published that raises an interesting question. The question being, where do our organic foods come from? What did you find out?
Well, we found that organic foods are increasingly coming from a few distinct areas, mostly on the coasts, a few hotspots in the upper Midwest, but that they aren't uniformly distributed. So we're not seeing every state having as many producers as each other. So a lot in California, as I said, and some of the New England states, Minnesota is a particular hotspot as well.
Okay, and did you start with the premise that a lot of consumers believe that when they're buying organic, they are buying a locally sourced item?
So this study didn't particularly look at consumer as a starting point. We were just looking at where the supply was, but absolutely, in other studies, in asking consumers, they exactly do say that many of the top reasons that consumers give for buying organic food include that we're buying from a local, from a small farmer, and so we were interested in just seeing if that's really what the supply in the organic market was.
So what you're saying, though, is that these pockets of heavy production, that food is being shipped into areas where there aren't as many organic, and we're talking about USDA-certified organic producers here, right?
Yes. To be supplying in the organic market, you need to be certified under the USDA standard. So, yeah, exactly that we were seeing. So we started this premise with consumers, a lot of consumers around the U.S., not just in these hotspots of where the food is grown, but a lot of consumers buy organic food, but they may not be in the state where the product was grown. So we're simply making the point that if you're buying organic food, you can distinguish that fairly easily, but if you're buying it thinking that it's local, increasingly that won't be true.
What difference does it make whether it's local or not in terms of the product that they're getting?
So freshness may be an issue, right? And then again, if you're buying thinking that it's local and you're using the organic symbol to help you in making that selection, my concern is that consumers are buying it under the wrong set of market conditions. So I'm not suggesting whether a local version is better or worse, there can be reasons why, you know, for freshness, for example, but that may be traded off against how much of the year a product, an organic product, is available, and then whether we're talking about an organic processed product or an organic fruit and vegetable. But again, going back to the point that if consumers are buying something and using the organic label in place of an organic label, then I think they're increasingly going to be making a mistake.
You said an organic label in place of, did you mean a local label?
I'm sorry, yeah, I might have said it the wrong way around. But if consumers are buying a product thinking that it's local, but using the organic label as their cue, as their symbol, then they will be increasingly making a mistake. They will be buying an organic product that, unless they are in the producing state, won't necessarily be a local organic food.
Well, that's true. And to meet the demand, it's very interesting to see the map that you had put up showing how many certified organic producers are in each of the different states. And you look at some of the states and there are so few that it doesn't seem possible that they could be supplying the demand.
True. So, and we haven't explicitly modeled, is the demand equivalent in some of the states that don't have very many local organic producers? Is it just that there also aren't very many local organic consumers? we have a reasonable idea that it's not just in those dark states, in the heavy states, where you can see a local organic farmer and that's what you're buying from personally in a short supply chain. But I think if we expect the organic market to grow, which it's forecast to still grow at, you know, double-digit rates for the next 5 years at least, then a portion of that market will be consumers buying, thinking that they're buying a local label.
Right. So you mentioned the freshness, if you know what organic, if a consumer knows what organics are, it means they haven't been grown with pesticides or any other chemicals. So the shelf life, even if it is local, is shorter typically, isn't it, for fresh produce, for example, than it would be for commercially grown. And so then if you add in the shipping time, you're not suggesting that they're buying an inferior product, but they might buy one that maybe isn't as fresh as they would if they bought from a local farmer.
Or the one that's available for a longer period of time. You know, so if you're used to buying a product and you want that product available for multiple months of the year, then clearly not just relying on your local production environment is makes a lot of sense. And we're not being critical of the fact that we're seeing organic farmers specialize, and we're not being critical of the fact that organic farming is developing in a way that's similar conventional farming trends have happened, where we have seen specialization, that we see certain parts of the country predominantly supplying a large part of our conventional crops, fruits and vegetables. That's we're not being critical of that fact. We're just kind of saying if this paper suggests that the trend is similar to the conventional trend, and therefore, as I said, we think that there are some implications for consumers in certain states where that specialization in organic agriculture doesn't seem to be happening.
Okay, so you're saying, for example, something that wouldn't be necessarily seasonal would be coming from another state that produces and specializes in this particular vegetable. So you're going to be able to have access to it year-round, as we do with commercial products.
Absolutely. So we can expect to have organic fill-in-the-blank, whatever vegetable or fruit you want to look at, more consistently around the year. And the other part of the paper I hadn't really touched on is that I'm a lot more interested in the processed organic market than the produce, than the fresh market. And so a part of the paper looks at where organic food processors are located as a key part of this market, and how this market will grow into the future will be what we call the center of the store, the processed foods, and not the periphery, not the meats, poultry, dairy, and produce, but breakfast cereals and soups and prepared meals. So that's a different set of food policy questions. And what we were finding is that the food processors were increasingly, like the producers, located in a few hotspots. So the food processors grew up around the organic farmers that were predominantly on the coasts and in the upper Midwest. And again, they may be shipping product where freshness is less of an issue because these are shelf-stable or refrigerated or frozen products. These are products that freshness isn't really the only key. But they're shipping products nationally from where they were grown. Well, that then brings a different question about what is local. If the food processor is buying from nearby producers who are local, but then is shipping and selling product to consumers who are not local, who are in a distant state, what do we really mean by this by the notion of local?
Right. That's very interesting, because I guess my first thought would be, you know, the organic produce I see at the store when I think of organics, but you're talking about organic products that are grown as ingredients for organic processed foods.
And that, again, that's the large, if the market is going to continue to grow at double-digit rates, that's probably where the growth will occur.
Do you think that the whole local demand, if you will change because of this? Or, you know, will consumers, do you think, over time no longer see that as a benchmark for the foods that they buy?
I think consumers are starting to realize what this study found, that organic doesn't mean local, and organic doesn't necessarily mean small-scale producer, and organic doesn't necessarily, for processed foods, doesn't necessarily mean 100% organic. So I think consumers are starting to learn this more nuanced market environment, but there's still a ways to go.
There are, and I don't know if you want to get into this, but I've heard some who question whether organic, certified organic, is indeed organic, with a lack of inspectors. And there have been some assertions made that maybe because these aren't tested, they aren't necessarily 100% organic.
So you can't test organic. It's what we call a process standard. It's a way of making something or growing something. There's not a test that would say definitively this is or is not an organic product, which is why we have the certification system that we have, that you can't rely upon solely a product test at the end point.
Not even the raw agricultural product?
Not without a very... No. I mean, you can get some indicators of it. But it would not be at all a precise measure. And again, what are you you're testing for the absence of something,
or maybe the presence of something?
Potentially, yeah.
But you're saying that would be pretty impossible to do.
It would be prohibitively expensive, and then not definitive, because you wouldn't. Your test result would be very specific to the batch size that you've just tested. Couldn't really find a good indicative test sampling process to definitively say that this was or was not organic. Now, you ask a different question in how credible is this audit system that we have. I think that's a very important question of how well the organic certification system is working. And we're actually just going on to study that in more detail right now. So I think it is an important question.
Anything else that you wanted to add about this particular study before I let you go?
No, I think, again, we weren't trying to be critical of any of these trends that we observed, just merely trying to characterize what the market is right now, or was back in the data, for the data that we collected, and then trying to understand that we're trying to make the point that if consumers are selecting on an incorrect set of information, that the policy should try to address that information, or that those sets of mistakes, and that would help the market develop further.
Oh.
Put another way, if we keep selling organic food under the pretense that it is also local organic food, that increasingly that's an incorrect marketing strategy that may hurt the organic food market in the long run.
Okay.
May reduce the credibility of that claim.